This is Cosmic Coffee Time, the place where we take a look at what's happening somewhere in the universe in about the time it takes to have a coffee. It's cosmology in a cup. I'm Andrew Prestige, and join me for a coffee and see where in the universe we're going this time. We'd love to hear from you. So if you want to say hi or request an episode topic, send us an email at cosmiccoffeetime@gmail.com. In 2021, NASA announced a new mission to planet Venus, the first mission to Earth's twin planet in ages. Venus hasn't had anywhere near the spacecraft that Mars or Jupiter have had. The mission is called Veritas, Venus Emissivity Radio Science INSAR Topography and Spectroscopy. Sounds awesome. But the bad news is that in March 2023, all funding for the mission was withdrawn and it's been delayed until the 2030s. But would you believe it did somehow produce some of the most exciting news from Venus in recent times? Let's take a look at an incredible discovery on Venus that had to wait 3 decades to see the light of day. When the Veritas team was selected by NASA to send a spacecraft to Venus, the team did what all good scientists would do and buried themselves in the data from previous spacecraft to learn as much as they could about the planet. This would give them a great solid baseline to design a new mission and build on what had been found before. You might remember Magellan from episode 28, which was about Venus. The Magellan spacecraft orbited Venus for 4 years, way back from 1990 to 1994. That mission collected so much data that there was no way it could all be analysed at the time. Fast forward to 2022, and scientists from the newly commissioned Veritas mission couldn't wait to get their hands on this data and see if it showed changes in the topography of Venus during the time Magellan spent there. Changes in topography can only be caused by a couple of things. The most likely on a planet like Venus is a change caused by a volcanic eruption. Scientists spent hundreds of hours painstakingly trawling through the 30-year-old low-res radar observations of the Venusian surface. And to be honest, they didn't really expect to find anything. It was a needle in a haystack, but probably without a needle. However, there were a pair of observations that were made in February 1991, and then 8 months later, in October 1991, of the Alta Regio region of Venus. That's a highland area near the planet's equator that's also the site of Mart Mons, the second highest mountain and the highest volcano on Venus. This area had been regarded as being volcanically active, but with eruptions happening only occasionally, there hadn't been any evidence of an eruption during the observations. In the February observation, there was a radar image of Mart Mons. One of its vents could be seen to cover about 2 square kilometres. It was circular and the inside was empty, with any lava long gone. Then, 8 months later, in October 1991, the vent looked different. It was now a kidney shape. It was about twice the size, and it looked to be filled to the top with fresh lava. A comparison was more difficult than you might think because the observations were from completely different angles. Other members of the Veritas team got to work analysing the images and putting together some modelling of how this incredible change could have occurred. A number of theories were tested, but the only one that really stood up was that the changes to the vent of Mart Mons had to be caused by a volcanic eruption. What an incredible discovery. Modern volcanic activity on planet Venus. How incredible. Venus is a difficult world to study. The surface is permanently obscured by clouds of sulfuric acid. The pressure of the atmosphere is crushing at 1350 psi, 93 times higher than the Earth's pressure, and the same as being 900 metres under the sea, and the temperature is twice as hot as your oven when you're baking a pizza, it's no wonder that landers that have been sent to Venus have mostly only lasted a matter of minutes. So a lot of the detail of the surface of Venus remains a mystery to us. Let's hope Veritas does get to Venus eventually. It could fill in some of the blanks in our knowledge. It would have the capability to make 3D maps of the planet, analyze the surface material, and also study what lies below the surface and make observations of the interior of Venus using the planet's gravity. Back in Magellan's day in the early 90s, scientists had to read data from CDs, and there was more data than anyone could study at the time, so discoveries like the 1991 eruption escaped us for over 30 years. The modern way is to make the raw data available to scientists as soon as it's downloaded from the spacecraft. By the 2030s, maybe artificial intelligence could be used to power through masses of data, looking for those nuggets that we might have missed out on decades earlier. If Veritas does get to Venus, the reward might be other eruptions, landslides, and who knows, maybe some meteorite impact craters, if anything is robust enough to survive a plunge through the super dense atmosphere. We can hope. Remember, if there's something in the universe that you want us to take a closer look at, send us an email at cosmiccoffeetime@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me. I'm Andrew Prestige, and I'll see you again soon for another Cosmic Coffee Time.